From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Following an autopsy, the Vermont State Police have identified a man found dead in Salisbury on Tuesday as Nicholas Loris, who was 34 years old. Police say the cause of death for Nicholas Loris was gunshot wounds and the manner of death was homicide. The victim is a cousin of Christopher Loris, who was fatally shot by police in a firefight in downtown Rutland also on Tuesday. Investigation into the case is ongoing, but police do not believe there is any ongoing danger to the public. The Department of Health recently began testing school water systems for lead, and the early results are not good. The first seven schools tested under the new protocol have at least one tap above the state's action level. David Grass is with the Health Department, and he says a pilot study done in 2017 also turned up traces of lead at every school.
We expect, just because schools have so many taps, that in the majority of cases, they will have at least one tap that's greater than the action level.
The state wants to test every school and child care center before the end of 2020. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he misspoke when he told reporters he may slow his frenetic campaigning pace after a recent heart attack. In an interview Wednesday with NBC News, Sanders backtracked on comments he made the previous day when asked what his schedule might look like going forward. He told NBC, quote, "We're going to get back into the groove of a very vigorous campaign." Sanders experienced chest discomfort while campaigning in Las Vegas last week. His staff initially said two stents were inserted for a blocked artery in his heart. 2 days later, they revealed he had a heart attack. Sanders told NBC it was nonsense to suggest his staff had not been forthright about his condition. He says he was still trying to understand himself what was going on. The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department is warning motorists to be on the lookout for moose crossing roadways this time of year. Officials say it's breeding season for moose, so they're on the move and more likely to cross roads, especially after dark or early in the morning. State Game Warden Major George Scribner says drivers hit 57 moose on Vermont highways last year and 36 so far this year. Among the highways that moose frequent are Route 105 from Island Pond to Bloomfield, Route 114 from East Burke to Canaan, Interstate 89 from Bolton to Montpelier, and Route 12 from Worcester to Elmore. Officials say 19 people have died in vehicle collisions with moose on Vermont highways since 1985. Eye in the sky forecast today, partly cloudy west of the Green Mountains, partly to mostly cloudy to the east. Chance of showers in southern New Hampshire with a slight chance farther west near the Massachusetts border today. Highs today in the upper 50s to the lower 60s with some mid-60s northwest today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.